President Donald Trump and other conservative speakers spent last week riling up activists over fears of socialism at the Conservative Political Action Conference. It's a message that Republicans are taking to the masses ahead of the 2020 race, and as KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, it's a talking point that Utah Republicans are now embracing.
Take a listen to some of the floor debate this year at the Utah legislature, and you may start to pick up on a theme.
Including a description of command systems such as socialism and communism.
Philosophies that lead us there, such as socialism.
Of the rising generation's fascination with socialism.
Many that are openly advocating that we need to move more toward socialism and communism.
You'll hear more from those voices in a minute. Their speeches about the specter of socialism are haunting the Utah legislature this year, along with pro-free market bills and pointed jabs at Democrats. Just last month, Utah Congressman Chris Stewart announced the formation of the Anti-Socialism Caucus in Congress to educate the public about what he considers the pitfalls of socialist policies and programs.
For the first time maybe in my lifetime, we're having a serious conversation about, is socialism an alternative for us? Do people want to walk down that path? And the truth is by the polling, many people do.
And top elected officials in the state are following Stewart's lead. In his State of the State speech to kick off the session, Governor Gary Herbert surprised some Democrats when he made reference to socialism and Venezuela.
What we see in Venezuela should remind us that tyranny and poverty follow economic systems where the state controls production, where bureaucrats allocate resources, and where government picks the winners and the losers.
Herbert's backing a financial literacy bill this year. That legislation from Representative Jefferson Moss would teach K through 12 students, in the words of economists, the differences between command and market systems.
The question is there a correlation as you move from one end to the spectrum to the other in terms of economic growth? I believe there is a correlation.
Another bill from Representative Kay Christofferson designates November 7th as Victims of Communism Memorial Day to remind the public of atrocities committed by brutal communist regimes. The Lehigh Republican noted that the legislation came from ALEC, or the American Legislative Exchange Council, made up of conservative state lawmakers known for these types of model bills.
I think it's red meat thrown to the base.
That's Minority Leader Brian King. He's become somewhat exasperated by what he calls, quote, a cute talking point on the right. The Salt Lake City Democrat says he's had spirited debates this session with Republican colleagues and the governor about what really constitutes socialism.
I mean, our water system, our sewer systems, our firefighters, our police officers, over and over and over again, our public school system, our highways, interstate systems, we work together in a collaborative effort using shared resources.
But it's that mixed economy that has some Republicans up in arms. West Jordan Republican Ken Ivory says, in his mind, the federal government's control of much of the state's land is a form of socialism.
You tolerate that, then what's the next step, that you tolerate government control over life, liberty, and property?
A recent poll shows the attack on this ideology could be effective. According to a new NBC News and Wall Street Journal survey, fewer than one in five Americans react positively to the term socialism. But the same poll found more than half of respondents think the government should do more to solve their problems. That's good news for people like Freeman Stevenson, a 25-year-old member of the Salt Lake chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America, who describes himself as
a critically anti-capitalist socialist and focuses on democratization of the means of production.
Stevenson says most of what Republicans are criticizing as socialist are more accurately described as progressive policies, such as Medicare for All or student loan forgiveness. He thinks, however you label it, those are persuasive issues with voters. Stevenson says the attacks on socialism are really nothing new.
If you listen to Fox News, we've been a socialist country for like 25 years.
He welcomes the attention from the conservative side of the aisle and says it's a vindication of their political organizing.
And it means that if they're reacting like this, then we're doing our job.
The result has been not just pointed legislation, but more success at the ballot box. He notes his group has seen a resurgent interest ever since Bernie Sanders' run for president and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's surprise election in New York's 14th congressional district. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.